to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, I want to just announce to everybody there's a few more days left for you to participate in the Holistic Makeover. So make sure you go to drpatsmakeover.com and fill out the application and let's get going, because I've got a big job to figure out how to pick the people to participate. I agonized over it last year. Everyone did such a fabulous job. But we're also going to have gifts for those of you that are not selected. So all of that's in the works, but please, if you've been thinking about it, now is the time to do it. I believe the deadline is Friday, but I will double check that for you on the 11th of December. And today is a fabulous, fabulous show. For more information about us, of course, for general information, go to Dr. Pat's... No, don't go there. Go to www.drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com, or go to www.thedrpatshow.com. Shout out for Jimmy. Shout out for our CBS and CRN affiliates, as well as our flagship station, KKNW AM 1150. What a great show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. Dare to love yourself. Dare to love yourself. We're going to talk about what that means. You know, why is it important to do that? What does loving yourself actually even mean? And why is it we do such a really poor job? Well, I've got the expert joining us here today. It's a holiday season. It's time to share love and joy. But how much of that do you give back to yourself? And so here joining us is one of the leading experts in how he helps people create personal breakthroughs and empowerment sessions in their lives. Actually takes a life to a whole new level. Much of the information that he has about his work, some of the technologies that he uses, like neuro-linguistic programming and energy psychology, are found on his website, cellularwisdom.com. Dr. Friedemann Schaub has been a regular on the show, and we wait each time he appears for what the conversation is going to be about, how that conversation is helping so many people out there. We also have a free gift for you out there. For those of you that are listening to today's show, I want to invite you throughout the hour to call in with comments, questions, or if you need a little help with this. I know that this is a topic that I need a lot of help with and have all my life. For those of you listening through our CBS affiliate, you can go to their website, psychiconair.com, and you'll see an instant feedback form. And Jimmy will send your questions and comments to us. So we've made this an open forum for you today. The open forum is, as we're talking about this, and you cannot relate to it, or you don't know how to implement this, or you don't know how to touch the person that you really are deeply within, please give us a call toll free here. 1-800-930-2819. That's toll free into the studio. 1-800-930-2819. Such an important conversation, Dr. Friedemann. This time of year, more than any, we sort of lose our way around self-love, don't we? Putting it mildly.
Not only this time of the year, I think this time is different because we show our ability to give love. We show our ability to share it with others and to really be there for the ones we care about at the cost of ourselves. So usually we are denying ourselves even more than the rest of the year, you know, peace and quiet and time and relaxation, because we give. And so that's why this conversation is very timely. But I have to say, I love my wife dearly.
We love your wife dearly. And got to be with her the other day.
I know, last week. And so before we jump into self-love, I promised her that I want to talk just quickly, give a shout out for her campaign. She has today a big book launch campaign. Her book, The Temples of Light, is out. And
Danielle Rama Hoffman.
I'm so sorry.
I just need to tell them who we're talking about because she was on the show the other day. We're so excited for her. We're so excited for the book. She is an amazing woman. This is a breakthrough book. There's nothing like this, nothing out there about the temples. It just doesn't exist. And this woman who is your soulmate came on this show the other day and just blew everybody away. But today is the birth.
Today is the birth. And it's not a boy, it's not a girl, it's a book, and it's the book, The Temples of Light.
But it's a Sagittarius.
Which is great. Very extrovert. And so...
Oh, okay.
If you want to purchase the book today, go to thetemplesoflight.com. It's in one word, thetemplesoflight.com. And as a bonus, you will receive $3,000 of gifts from authors and from experts in transformational teachings, yep, such as you, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
And there are also some gifts of me and just a really great selection of special things you can download, of special offers, of online classes. Look at it and buy the book today. It's going to be certainly a transformational day for you.
The book is brilliant. I mean, because what you and I talk about and what we're going to talk about today, we're actually going to have someone also call into the show to share a bit. But what you and I talk about, we talk about the things that are going on with our minds, with spirituality, with our bodies. But then you are so wonderful at saying, and now this is how we can move past this. Danielle did the same in the book. I mean, the whole idea of going through each temple and having an experience in that temple and then having a raised elevation and vibration from it. And I love that. You know, for me, I didn't start at the first temple. I don't know if that's wrong or right, but I was drawn to, I mean, whatever it was, I was drawn to. But the point is, you get to reflect on what she's done over and over and over again to change and shift. It's really magical.
Yeah, and it's really, again, also a tool of self-love because you learn to know yourself. And the temples, these Egyptian temples, and the message of the temples really help you to get a different perspective on yourself, on your gifts, and find yourself while you go through this little maze of temples. Yeah. And at the end, you will be a different person.
I have to ask you what self-love is, Dr. Friedemann. And for those of you, Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today. He's amazing. And, you know, as I said before, if you have a comment, question, if you need some help, let's get it done today. 1-800-930-2819. Okay, the reason I want to ask about this is sometimes we think we're doing self-love by looking in a mirror and saying, I love you. And yet we don't feel it. And I've got to ask your definition of self-love.
You know, I think self-love is a very personal definition. So I don't think that we can, you know, cookie cutter put it in one expression. Because everybody has a different relationship to oneself. And for me, it was a, and it is still a quest, to really fully, unconditionally love myself. And I think that's one of the biggest purposes of all of us here on the planet. How can we love ourselves more? Because, you know, most of us are really good in giving it to others, but what about ourselves? So for me, self-love starts with understanding the absence of. And so the absence of self-judgment, criticism, constantly beating yourself up, the absence of denying yourself nourishment, denying yourself good things, the absence of taking things personally or making yourself smaller, the absence of not allowing yourself to take gifts or compliments. All these kind of things are a starting point to realize, okay, this may be my habit. That may be the pattern I have, which a lot of people do have. This is a pattern. What if this would be gone? So what's the next step? What is then what's as an alternative existing? And that's where self-love comes in. And my way to find the definition for self-love was to look for how I love. What is it what I do when I love somebody else? Because the expression of love, if you turn it towards yourself, is your way to love yourself. So if you understand how you express your ability to love somebody else, you understand how you can love yourself more. Whether it's, you know, I'm really good in doing something for somebody else. So that's my definitely love strategy.
I know, I'm right there with you.
You know, and that's certainly one of the strengths.
I would venture to say, I bet Benny's right there as well. Yeah.
And that's, you know, one of those things that I have you know, as my way of showing somebody that I love them. Some other people, you know, may have more the words. Some other people may have more, you know, giving gifts. Some other people may have more the special way of touching somebody. All those ways of expressing love, we are on a daily way, on a daily basis, expressing to the people we care about. And so the question is, what are those things? So what I invite people in order to find out what self-love means for them is to make a list of all those things that tell you that you love somebody else. And, you know, if it's now encouraging somebody, if it's about just seeing the big picture and not just focusing on the little things that are not imperfect, whether it's being the greatest champion and just saying, I believe in you 100%, whether it is just always asking, what can I do for you, or what would make you happy, or surprising the person with certain things, they are all little expressions of self-love or of love that you can then turn around and give yourself and make them as expressions of self-love.
And, you know, these things are so easy sometimes for us to do for other people. It really is. I mean, whether that's, you know, think about, oh, this is a loved one, it's their special birthday, let's make a great meal.
Yeah.
Or as you just did for Danielle. I mean, the shout out that you did for Danielle and her book. What is it that gets in the way? What is it that I don't want to say prevents, but what is it that causes us not even to think about self-love? You know what I'm saying? It's like not even like there.
Well, and I think it really has a lot to do with the lack of self-acceptance and self-appreciation. You know, we are all born with the ability to love ourselves. I mean, you know, when you watch a baby, it doesn't necessarily question, is it my right to suck my thumb? Or is it my right to scream when I'm hungry? Or, you know, do just things that just feel right in the moment. There is no judgment or criticism, or there is no, you know, denying oneself. But over time, unfortunately, you know, what happens is that we are told it's not okay. We are told, you know, we shouldn't do this. It's not our right. We cannot appreciate ourselves. And that foundation of self-love and appreciation is really how it starts. This is where our ability to love ourselves gets cracked. And that's what we have to do again. We have to not see self-love as a state. We have to see self-love as a practice and as a mission.
Well, when we come back, we'll be talking about what those challenges are and what we can do this holiday season and forever to move beyond them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Old days of me at the roller rink.
I'm telling you, what a song.
Oh, yeah, this is hot.
Gonna leave here pretty quickly after the show. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. We're talking about self-love. But it's the self-love that we're talking about that transforms your life. More than transformation, what I love is this idea of transmutation. Transmutation is this changing of essence, which means that, you know, if you energetically sort of have this vibration around you that really points to lack and scarcity, how do you move it? How do you shift it? Is it as complicated as people would have you believe? Well, Dr. Friedemann Schaub is here to talk to us about one of the keys to unlock the door of all of that, which is self-love. For more information about Dr. Schaub, please go to his website, cellularwisdom.com. And we have a gift for our listeners today. Why don't you let them know? He's looking at me, and I will let you know what that gift is. Because a lot of the time, well, every time he comes on the show, we have a gift to give away. And the gift for today is going to be, it's going to be an empowerment accelerator. And the way to do that is to simply email info@cellularwisdom.com. If you email him, I know he's got like some kind of goodie for you. info@cellularwisdom.com. Now, you and I could talk about this, but there are people that have actually worked with you that have real live experiences. And we've got one of those folks on the line have called into the show today. So I would love for us to introduce our very special guest, Mary Alice, to the show today. Tell us a little bit about her, and then we'll bring her on.
You know, the program that I'm offering is called the Personal Breakthrough and Empowerment Program. And it sounds, you know, in a lot of ways that you're breaking through your obstacles, which, you know, this is the first step. But you're absolutely right that one of the keys to really go to the next level is self-love. And one of those things that I discovered with people is that this self-love step is catapulting you literally in just in a complete different sphere of your life. And I think Mary Alice is one of those great examples for this. So welcome, Mary Alice, to the show, and thank you for calling in.
And did we get
thank
that right?
You, is it Mary? Hello, Pat.
Is it Mary Alice? We want to get your name right.
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Thanks for joining us here today. So you're going to share your story.
Yeah, so Mary Alice, why don't you tell a little bit why you came initially? I think you saw me on TV, and
I did. I saw you on Free Speech TV. And I was absolutely thrilled because I know that what you're speaking of on the cellular level, that that level is where we all need changing, and that's what I wanted more information on, is how to sink that love in deeply inside of me to make changes, extraordinary changes, that would be lifelong changes, not just for a year. And that's what I got by working with you, Dr. Schwab.
And what were the challenges that you were dealing with?
Well, I just have so many rackets that I was running on myself. I was abandoning myself by eating. You know, you think you're giving to yourself. You're not giving to yourself. I wasn't giving to myself by eating. How I was facing myself in eating was more running away from myself. So I started looking at it as self-abandonment. It's like giving myself the silent treatment, which is an awful thing. And I really started seeing that I needed to speak and love and be in touch with my inner child to find out, what is she about here? Who is this little girl that is sitting in the corner eating alone? That's just not right. And it wasn't acceptable anymore. And I gave myself the sessions with you in order to have self-realization and get through my own blocks. And I have. I had a checklist of about 10 or how many was it? Must have been at least 10 of them. I think they almost all checked off.
Yeah.
Because I said, I'm going to do this in 2009.
Right. And so, what you know, one of the things that I find so fascinating with you is that you were very clear about how it started early on in your childhood, where you just didn't feel like, you know, you belonged or you were fitting in. And I think you really reconnected to that part of your subconscious that was still stuck somewhat in that belief. And you certainly, for a long time, were just continuously living that belief also in the relationship to your family.
Yes, I was buried, actually plowed under in my family. I was the youngest one. I was raised on a farm in Montana, and there wasn't any kind of, there wasn't any place to really go to feel like you could be heard within my family. Everybody was so busy just raising somebody else, you know, that there is a certain level of responsibility that I've been able to take now that has given me enough power that I no longer need to turn to food. I can turn to self-love in action, which is exercise, which is yoga, which is meditation, is the best thing that I have really grabbed on again for, you know, even though I learned it earlier in life, you know, doctor, it has come back to me full bore. I don't miss a day. Mm. I don't miss a day. And that self-empowerment exercise that you talked about, that was so good for me because it really put me in touch with, when I turned away from myself, it was like a red flag of like, uh-oh, you're going to go down that slippery slope. Come on, come home. And home is within, and home is where the heart is.
So you realized also that it was a continuous, you know, effort and a continuous mission to stay on track with self-love. It's not like a light switch that goes on and then
no.
It stays on. So you have to really reinforce it every day. Yeah.
Every day. And, you know, that's the pleasure of it. Because I know if some feelings come up, I know then that, that's my little red flag that says, let's find out what that's about, instead of eating it down, shoving it to the side, or whatever it is, and isolating. Now I'm like, okay, what's this about? Let's just get real clear right now what this is about. I don't have to take it on. I can just go on and not get caught up in other people's stuff either, you know, because that's not my job. My job is to fix myself. And you know what's incredible is that when we do take responsibility and fix ourselves, so to speak, the rest of the world just irons itself out.
Yeah, so how has this affected your life? I mean, what would you say how this self-love has rippled into different aspects of your life?
I have more love coming to me in my life. If I have a concern, the concern seems to be ironed out. Like, you know, I haven't been in a relationship for maybe 6 years or something like that. I'm in a relationship right now that is very, is just very satisfying. And I really believe that there's a part of me that was denying myself from having love come to me. And so, you know, denying love to me. And then the universe said, oh, okay, well, I guess we'll abandon her too, since she's abandoning herself.
Right, right.
So I see it at a very personal level, very personal for me. It's not just about weight loss either.
You know,
that's a symptom.
One of the most, powerful stories that you shared with me was the story about the relationship with your father.
Yeah, and you know, can you stay on for when we come back from break, Mary Elise? Because I don't want to cut you off to share that story. I would love our listeners to hear it without interruption. Do you have time to stay with us for a little bit?
Thank you. I do. I appreciate it.
I want to mention to everyone that you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and I've got very special guest here, Dr. Friedemann Chaub. And, you know, as we said before, he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. We're talking about the work that he has been doing with Mary Elise. And when we come back, we're going to be hearing more about the stories of her life that have changed. I think, as you refer to them, the ripple effect. Because we also have a ripple effect when we don't love ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's more like a tsunami. Yeah.
Well, that's one of those things that I really find is that lack of self-love can never be ignored. It will always show up in your life. Sometimes it will show up earlier than later. But so, you know, some people say, well, I don't really need this self-love. It's like too mushy, too soft, too selfish, too whatever. It will bite you back. And I notice this over and over again. If it's now in anxieties, if it's now in lack of self-esteem, if it's in lack of relationships, loneliness, or even in physical symptoms. It is very fascinating to me that this self-denial cannot be sustained throughout our lives.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about how Mary Elise's life has changed and the work of Dr. Friedemann Chaub. If you want to find out more, go to cellularwisdom.com. If you send an email to him at info@cellularwisdom.com, he will make sure you get the empowerment feature we're talking about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Somebody loves herself a little bit, that little Taylor Swift that she is, nominated for a gazillion Grammy Awards. And actually, she's when we see her, she's very, very humble in a lot of ways. You know, incredible energy. I guess we get plugged into energy. We know what that's about. You go to a grocery store, you're in a checkout, you know whether the person that's checking you out is someone you're going to have a conversation with. But what if you don't think you can have a conversation with them? How do you come and show up from a place of love? How much self-love do you need to have to do that? Today, Dr. Friedemann Schaub is talking with us about Dare to Love Yourself. And we've got Mary Elise on the phone. She's going to share a little bit more of her journey because it is extraordinary, and she is so grateful for Dr. Friedemann Schaub for helping her with this. So, Dr. Schaub, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me again.
Mary Elise, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
We would love to hear your story.
Yeah,
thank you. This is what you were asking, wasn't it, Dr. Friedemann, about
yes.
my dad?
Yes.
Well, you know, just a brief history. Dad was a bit of a brute, one might say. And I grew up quite frightened of him, but also ended up a couple of years ago taking care of him and my mother for 4 years. And I was back in Montana after I'd moved him into a home back there, and he had said something to the sort of, "Well, you know, you're gaining weight. You better go exercise. And you're not."
And he always did that, right? I mean, this was like a habit.
Discounting. I was just like, and I just looked over at him and very up close and personal. I said, "Dad, you just need to remember that your job as a father, your only job as a father, is to love your children unconditionally. That's all. You just need to show up with love in your heart. Nothing else matters." And he just looked at me, and within the next day, he got up close and personal with me and said, "I am so sorry for how I treated you as a child. You didn't deserve that." And I looked at him and I said, "Thanks, Dad. Just hearing those words come from your mouth means everything for me." Mm. Apology accepted, and we moved on and never looked back.
Well, and he even reached out to your siblings, right?
Yes, he did. He reached out to each one of the siblings. And he really heard it, that I think he finally got tired of his own being a bully. I think age maybe got caught up with him, and he just said, "You know, I don't need to be this way anymore." And I was grateful to be a witness to that and to be part of it and to really let him into my heart deeper than I ever had. And it fostered forgiveness. And I think whenever there was forgiveness in my life has been key. To let people off the hook and not run a script or a story about people. Just let them off the hook completely.
But see, and that was possible because you were not approaching him with taking it personally when he insulted you. You were not making yourself smaller. You were not defending yourself. You were just approaching him with this open heart and with love, reminding him of his responsibility as a father. And I think that shows you when you love yourself, you are actually radiating, emanating this love out, and that heals relationships that had been broken for 70, 80 years. And that's really the power of love.
It is the power of love. In fact, people have been saying that to me for the last couple of months. God, are you always so happy? You look so good. What are you doing for yourself? You know, and that's exactly what it is. I'm emanating love. And it starts from within. And my family has been a recipient of that. And people around me. But the first person it's got to come to is ourselves.
Right.
That is primary. We can give and give and give. Giving to myself every day has become an absolute pleasure. Then I do have something to give to others. But it has to start right at home. And you have instilled that in me, and I take great pleasure in being able to share that with as many people that are listening, because there is just no end to a good life when we give ourselves the best we can.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank you. Thank you for joining us here today. Do you have a message for our listeners, something you want to leave everyone with, Mary Elise?
I would say to start today. Just start right now. Sit down. Give yourself the gift of your breath and breathe into your heart. And just know from the depth of your being that everything is good. Everything is just how it should be. And listen very deeply to your inner spirit and let it give you some clues on which way to go today and how to treat your fellow man and take care of yourself first and just be sweet. Sweet, sweet to the world.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today, everyone. Mary Elise, have a happy, happy holiday season.
Happy holiday to you, too. Thank you.
You bet.
God bless.
God bless. I want to ask you, Dr. Friedman, I want to ask you about what it feels like when you hear a story like this. This is someone that worked with you. And as a result of that work, she said it, she's a happy person. She's very happy, but her life has changed. And, you know, what do you make of that? I mean, it's got to be fulfilling.
You know, it's fulfilling. And I told a client the other day that when I work with somebody, I, on some level, always have to fall in love with them. I really always feel that there is a heart connection. Because otherwise, you know, these things are not possible.
No, they're not.
And so if you love somebody like I love Mary Elise and see how she's blooming and blossoming and really enjoying her life, that is deeply fulfilling. And it really also strengthens my belief in that everything is possible. There is no limitation to the human spirit. There is no limitation to love. All there is just that key that we have to find to unlock it and then utilize it in our lives.
So what are the steps? I mean, what can we do or what can we share with our listeners? Because I think, you know, after you listen to Mary Elise, everybody's probably thinking, how do I get to be like that? You know, what is it that I have to do? Where do I begin? Can you share some of that with our listeners today?
There are certain things that you can do on your own right now, and there are certain things that definitely you benefit from working with somebody that really helps you to connect to the deeper root causes, to the subconscious baggage and these kind of things, because it's just a process that needs some guidance and that needs some, you know, some leadership in terms of how to find what's really going on and how to release that. But you can already start right now, like Maria Lee said, by making the decision that you're going to, from now on, focus more on yourself with self-love. Now, the most common reason why we don't love ourselves is fear. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of, what if I love myself and I become selfish or complacent? Mm-hmm. What if people reject me for too much self-love? One of the messages I was given as a child was, if you feel too good about yourself, you're perceived as arrogant and nobody will like you. So, you know, praising yourself or being praised was not necessarily something I was used to or should be doing, because, again, it's more something that from the outside I was told so, would be perceived as negative and bad, and nobody wants to play with you. And so, you know, all these kind of fears of the negative consequences of loving yourself need to be addressed. And so what I invite you is just to make a list of all your concerns. What would happen if I would love myself? And then address them, because we know intellectually and we know with our heart that those concerns are not true. For example, when you love yourself more, you will actually attract to yourself more the people that are reflecting back this love.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who don't want to be around you because you're not any longer a doormat or not any longer the one who can, you know, just be manipulated, they've never been your right friends anyhow. So you're weeding out the people that drain you and attract to you the people that are right for you. So that's a win-win situation any way you look at it. The belief of not being good enough. Make sure that you understand what that means, not good enough. Because is it in your own eyes or is it in the eyes of somebody else? And I think most of the times when we feel not good enough, it's in somebody else's eyes. And so when I ask people in the process of our work together, make a list of those 15 things that come to mind. What makes you a lovable person? Often people end up at number 4 or 3. And then I invite you, okay, you know that there are people that are champion for you. You know that there are people that love you. Go to them and ask them, what do they love and appreciate about yourself? And all of a sudden, the list becomes 20, 30. And then looking at those different aspects of yourself and no longer take them for granted. I remember a client who told me she was really struggling with herself for a long time. And I told her, you know, what about that you are actually such a compassionate person who's traveling across the world, try to help the poor people? What about you being the one who is the advocate for the people that work for you and work day and night so that they have a job in that recession, didn't fire anybody, but really kept everybody afloat, even with your own sacrifices? So, you know, what about all those aspects of you that really show what a beautiful person you are? And she said, oh, no, I take this, you know, this is normal. Everybody should be doing this. This is, you know, I take it for granted. And really having to stop her there and tap into, okay, this is your truth. This is not normal. This is not what everybody is doing. You have to really see this is really who you are. And I let her make a list of all those things that make her special and then focus every day on one aspect of that list. And really live it and experience it. Experience your goodness so that you can fall in love with yourself. Don't force self-love. Allow it to happen. And just like you allow falling in love with somebody else to happen, you have to allow self-love to happen. And that's one way of doing it.
Well, this is certainly an extraordinary conversation because, you know, this is really a time for all of us to shine. And in order to do that, we have to shine the light on ourselves first. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, when we come back, we'll be talking about the work that he does to help people. What tips can you be mindful of for this holiday season? You know, what is it that we can learn right now in the moment that's going to help all of us understand how we can have a happy holiday? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When I fall in love, it will be forever.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
There's never been a better time for you to create the life you want. Tap into unlimited possibilities and be the masterpiece you're meant to be. I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series. Step into your full greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'll show you how to dig up the road, pave the road, walk the road, and be the road to your full greatness. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and go to MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
A Sacred Moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, A Sacred Moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com, or take the shortcut, drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. Today we're talking about self-love. We're talking about self-love, and we're talking about the work that Dr. Friedemann Schaub does, you know, how he helps people, people like Mary Elise, who is just on the show, talking about her journey. What we didn't mention was, you know, the transition she made and the work that Dr. Schaub does and how quickly that transition does happen. If you want to find out more about Dr. Schaub, about his programs, about the work he does, go to the website cellularwisdom.com or call him directly for a free consultation. If you would give out that, you have a toll-free number, so let people know what that is.
So the toll-free number is 866-903-6463. 866-903-MIND.
M-I-N-D. And what you'll be able to do is have a chat with Dr. Friedemann and get the kind of support that Mary Elise received to change her life. I mean, she basically had six sessions with you or so. And that's pretty incredible in itself, because change can happen, even profound change.
Absolutely. I mean, there are not a lot of requirements to really make a quantum leap. The only requirement is really to want it more than holding on to whatever you have been holding on in the past. And that's really it. And sometimes, you know, you were asking for specific tips on how to increase self-love. And that's one of them, to really notice how much pain and what the price is that you have been paying for denying yourself self-love. And there's countless people that I remember that came to me because of that pain, whether it is, you know, the self-destructive behavior, whether it's anxiety, whether it's all those kind of issues they have, realizing that, that the root of this is this lack of self-acceptance, the lack of self-love, and just deciding, I deserve better. It is actually my right to have a better life than that. That's the first and most important step. Then it's about the cleanup. You know, identify what holds you back. There are external circumstances. A lot of us are dealing with the problem that we are looking for outside sources to fill us up with love. And those outside sources are not always genuine, and they always not always really mean it the way they should mean it. That means they see us conditionally. They make us do certain things or be in certain ways so that we then receive the appreciation or the acceptance. And that's not unconditional. So we have to really have a close look at our outer circumstances and realize, what are those things that I'm doing on a daily basis, relationships I depend on, actions I'm taking, and then ask yourself the one simple question, is that a sign of self-love? Would somebody who loves him or herself really do or accept something like that? And if you find out that, no, that's not it, then at least you already know that there is a choice, that you can go into another direction, even though it's maybe dark, maybe you don't know yet what that means. At least you know there is an alternative to what I've been doing.
Don't those things that, you know, once we do our checklist and we find, you know, that thing, whether it's that job or that relationship or whatever that might be, that outside thing, that is also controlling us in some way, because it's keeping us engaged in, you know, and involved in the drama of it, even beyond what we really want.
Absolutely. And especially relationships can be very toxic in this. So that, you know, we are basically, you know, directly told that, well, you're not good enough, so what do you expect to any different?
There is a pop song right now, and I think it's number one on the charts. I don't know if Benny can bring it up at all, but it's a song. When I heard the song, and I didn't know who the artist was. The artist is a number one, Kelly Clarkson. I mean, she's a number one, you know, pop singer, songwriter. So this song sounded so not like her. And the song is about a relationship that she has with this man, and she's letting him go. She's letting him go not because she wants to let him go. She's letting him go because she knows that she hurts him in the relationship. And it's interesting, and I thought about the song, and I thought, wow, this is a sad song when you hear it on the surface. But then when you hear the words, and she talks about how many times she's made him cry, I thought about that, and I wanted to ask you a question about this, because, you know, self-love and love of another can be so intermeshed and confusing. I thought about, you know, in that song, how much does someone have to love themselves to let another go?
Well, and I think that's a great example of how self-love has nothing to do with being selfish. You know how often people believe, well, when you're self-love, then you just, you know, are the taker. You just turn around the flow and you just receive and you don't really want to give. But if you love yourself, you know what it means to be in a place of compassion. You know how it is to understand other people's pain and their lack of self-love. And you will do your best to help people to also go to that place of inner peace and acceptance. And that's the place when you're filled with self-love.
That's a place that all of us can go to, regardless of what might be going on in the outside world. It is such a place right now that you talked about the ripple effect. We so need to have a ripple effect. What would you say to our listeners today to help them start someplace, somewhere in their lives, to create that kind of shift? Because I actually think that once you create one thing like Mary Elise did, one change, that standing up to her dad, the ripple effect of that was so filled with love.
Well, I think the gift of time for yourself would be the greatest gift that you can give yourself.
Wow.
And that just basically means not hours and hours where you just, you know, just focus on yourself and get all kind of in a spiral of self-examination. What I'm talking about is just a daily commitment of only 11 minutes a day where you would sit down and you would feed yourself, like Maria Lee said, with a meditation where you could imagine that when you inhale, you are giving yourself the gift of life, the gift of air, the gift of love. And when you exhale, you let go of all judgment, all the hooks, everything that held you back. You just focus on that. That's what you talked about in the show, is the energy that will carry you through the day. And then look for examples where you can express that self-love. at the check-on counter, at, you know, in relationships with your friends. Yeah. And also with yourself.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, it is a place we could start right now.
Absolutely.
Any point in time. Thank you so much for joining us here today on the show. Let's give out your website and your phone number one more time.
It's cellularwisdom.com in one word, cellularwisdom.com. And call us for a free phone consultation at 866-903-6463.
Thank you for joining us. And what a fabulous message, a message that's filled with... What did you happen to get the name of that Kelly Clarkson song?
It's Already Gone.
Already
Gone. I've
got
it queued up. If you
can
want
you?
That.
Yeah, let's hit it.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you all for listening to the show, everyone. This is Kelly Clarkson's song. This is a song I talked about. Remember what Dr. Friedemann Schaub says. You know, it starts with you. We love you. We'll see you next time.